So if you're in certain parts of India where people eat a lot of meat, and then how do we get them to come? Because either they come, few serious people come, or most don't come.
Yeah, most don't come.
Yeah,
People
actually,
they cannot
it's
accept
just, I would say that Sattvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna is always there. And Vedic culture had processes for elevating everyone. So not everyone will come to Sattvaguna immediately. Just like Kali worship was there, people can on Amavasya offer meat and eat meat, offer a goat's meat and eat meat. So like that, there are facilities for people in Tamaguna also to be elevated. So in general, Srila Prabhupada's presentation of Krishna consciousness is requires Sattvaguna. Not necessarily as a starting point, but very soon people have to be ready to come to Sattvaguna. Some people are just not ready. So we can just rather than creating too much of a conflict with them, trying to make them feel bad for not doing something, they're just going to go away. If we find that they're not ready to give it up, just end the interaction on a positive note and give them some prasad, encourage them to come to the temple and leave it at that. There are even in today's world people who are in Sattvaguna. Or people who appreciate Sattvaguna. And see, even if they are right now in Rajaguna, Tamaguna, if they have appreciation for Sattvaguna, the process of bhakti is so powerful that it can bring people to the mode of goodness also. So there will be enough people. See, if in the Western world where eating meat is so common, there also people are taking up. Slowly, but people are taking up. So even in India also it's possible. In some places it will be more difficult. Some places it will be less difficult. But there are people who are in mode of goodness or are interested in the mode of goodness lifestyle. And there are many people who are not. So we just, rather than demonizing those people or making them feel guilty or bad, we just leave them over there. And they will grow at their pace. We give them some prasad, let them end the interaction in a way that they have some favorable impression of Krishna consciousness. I'm a nice person. No, I can't do what they're doing. But they're nice people. I feel like that itself will help them to grow, either in this life or in the future life. And we can focus on people who are ready to come to the mode of goodness. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. So, what do you think is in my place, I think